Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Hey, welcome to our continued coverage of the PSCU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Cody Banks, the one and only from PSCU Co-op Solutions. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Yeah. How's the conference been for you? We're kind of in...
It's been good.
Couple of day one and a half or something like that?
Yeah, well, I've been here since Monday. We have had a smaller group of advisors here since Monday, and it's been good. We're probably, more than halfway through I am, so yeah, hitting the home stretch. But it's been really good. Really good conversations, you know, a couple good days to incubate with a smaller group.
Right on. Yeah. You got here like right after the golf tournament.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Right in time for the eclipse.
Yeah. So. Oh, that too. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's cool.
Did you guys see the...
It was a little cloudy, but we could see it. It got dark.
So. All right. Well, we'll leave that stuff to the Weather Channel.
There you go.
But anyway, hey, glad you're here. We're talking about credit union personalization, which is probably at the top of the list for just about any credit union on the globe here. So digitally savvy consumers increasingly expect a personalized member experience from their credit union. That is correct.
Yeah.
I think they expect it in any place.
Absolutely.
For that matter.
Absolutely.
So how has this priority, how has it evolved?
Yeah.
Because I think it's expected right now. It's table stakes, I guess.
It absolutely is table stakes. I think it's absolutely table stakes. I think really what's evolved is the priority, right? It's shifted up in priority for every strategy around the credit union. And so, you know, this is the foundation of what credit unions have been good at, right? Creating personalization, mm-hmm. walking into your branch, understanding who your members are. They all live, you know, in a locality or they're members of an employee segment. And so really, I think the next level is then really taking that in a digital way mm-hmm. to better understand those mm-hmm. members. And to your point, it is ubiquitous across all industries. I think about kind of the psychology of personalization. You think about those brands that have done it really well, right? Mm-hmm. You think about, hey, I'm interested in some philanthropic work, right, or donations. So I'm going to shop at Tom's because mm-hmm. I know they donate shoes to folks who, you know, who are in need.
Yep.
I'm passionate about Mother Earth, and so I will shop at Patagonia because they just mm-hmm. sold their company to Mother Earth, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you think about others that have used gamification or rewards, you have Chipotle, Sephora, those types of brands. When you spin that around to the credit union, right, how do you take the information that you've got on hand about your member mm-hmm. to really personalize those offerings, right? So understanding, hey, I'm in, you know, post-college paying student loans, got a 10-year-old car, got a mortgage, got small kids, maybe I need to be nudged to, you know, get a new car, right?
Here's I think you just auto. Described my life, Cody.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Mine too. I think it's that digital instant gratification, you know, how do I hook into, you know, the greater good around credit union industry? Mm-hmm. That's really the important part.
I'm glad you brought up the whole Patagonia thing and then the Tom's thing, and I get like, I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but I think this is really important because I think Creightons really need to kind of step back and take a look at that strategy or that philosophy, if you will, and try to, how can a credit union kind of inject themselves into a person's life who kind of believes in that type of stuff? Or because Patagonia, they send out the catalog and they do like stories,
right?
And then they and they do stories of like, hey, how are we, you know, helping save the earth, basically. I mean, there's a million ways. Or how does this rock climber going up the face of El Capitan or whatever? But they indirectly put their name on all this type of stuff. So how can a credit union do that? And that's, I think, the ultimate form of personalization.
Oh, it is.
When you're appealing to people's philosophies and their ways of life, I guess. Yeah. So I might be going on a little bit of a tangent
here. That's a great question. Yeah. No, I really think it comes down to understanding your members, understanding what's driving them, right? There may be generational differences, but really hooking into those types of personalization, right? Because to me, and in the movement, right, loyalty isn't just a product, it's an outcome. We want to grow that loyalty through personalization, through connected into a bigger, you know, cause, right? Like, again, based on the segments, but even bigger things. And so, you know, it's how do we match the dreamers and the doers? How do we converge those together to build that experience? And so, whether it's, you know, nudging folks around buy now, pay later, financial wellness, those types of tools, I think that's just going to be super important to build a strategy around.
Yeah, and talk about building loyalty and trust. And oh my God, okay, we could go off.
Huge topic, for sure.
for days on that one. So what are some of the biggest challenges you see for credit unions as they work to deliver this greater personalization?
Yeah.
Challenges,
sir. That's a good question. I think really it's thinking of all of it, right? You and I in the last 10 minutes can think of a thousand things,
that
we can go in directions. So really it's compartmentalizing, prioritizing, and really just creating a strategy around it. So I think the challenge is, you know, everyone wants to compete with the big guys, and so how do you figure out what you're gonna do? And what I love to tell my team and product is, let's not let perfect get in the way of progress, right?
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're understanding the end game, but how do we start to niche away and really start to make some progress and start to get something to the market? And so that's really what we've seen credit unions be successful at, is really, okay, I've got this data point here, this one over here, match it together, and I'm gonna send a very directed promotional campaign at this target audience. So start small, let it cascade from there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Next question here, and I might have a follow-up on this one, but as hyper-personalization becomes the next logical step in member expectations, what can credit unions do now to lay the groundwork for this next evolution?
Yeah.
Before you answer, hyper-personalization.
Yeah.
The difference between personalization and hyper-personalization. I want to set that foundation first.
Yeah, really it comes down, it's a big one, right? It really comes down to understanding, you know, really where I'm at in my life stage, right? So hyper-personalized is, hey, I know this segment of folks, you know, may be interested in this type of a loan, but hyper is, what does Cody, what is he looking for? What is Mike looking for? We know Mike is, you know, loves the planet, loves to give back to the community, so let's, you know, send him this, nudge him on this reward to donate some rewards to plant some trees, right, in the Amazon. So it's those types of next levels that really, I think, hook people in, and so kind of back to that strategy of the foundation, it's really is, you know, understanding the priorities, starting to create a strategy around it, and then who to partner with, right? There's a lot of fintechs out there. You've heard us announce at the forum here, we've got our new fintech engagement program start to vet those out. You know, so really understanding who's driving in this space, how can I add that into my ecosystem without creating risk, but it's really geared toward that experience.
Yeah.
So
what is the significance of all of this?
Yeah.
So, I mean, especially personalization. I mean, I think we both know the answer here, but I want to get your take.
Yeah,
What's the significance of all of this?
I think it really helps. It drives, you know, higher volume of membership. It drives loyalty, stickiness, and really, I think, opens up, you know, what we're all trying to figure out is, how do we tap into those younger generations? How do we stay relevant? How do we grow our portfolios, our bottom line, with compressions with interchange and income, right? Mm-hmm. I think any opportunity for us to figure that out and tie that together is going to be important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you hit on something else, is you're tying this into the younger generation because personalization, that's the norm for them.
It is.
For somebody like me, like, oh, wow, this is kind of neat. Yay.
Yeah.
But for somebody in the younger generations, they're like, okay, this is what I expect.
Right.
So
credit
unions have to walk that talk as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Walk the talk. Walk the talk. There you go. That's right. Right.
All righty, sir. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here? I know you're a busy, busy guy, but always appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Yeah, this has been great. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome.
It.
All right, everybody. Cody Banks from PSCU Co-op Solutions doing some good stuff in the hyper and personalization department. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks, Mike.
Member Forum video is brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, connective and despite impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.